Did you know the best way to predict if someone will go to college is how much their parents make? You should see the graph. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, central bankers did raise interest rates a little yesterday, 0.25 percentage point, 25 basis points, if for some reason you want to sound like a central banker. But Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said he is not done with the hikes. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer was at the Fed briefing yesterday. Nancy, smaller rate hikes because of data suggesting inflation is calming down?
Exactly, David. The Fed has been raising rates to slow consumer demand and cool off the economy. Fed Chair Powell says what he calls the disinflationary process has begun. In other words, inflation is starting to cool. But he also said we should expect more interest rate hikes this year as the Fed tackles the stickiest inflation.
Stickiest? That, I think, is inflation in the services sector. Why so tenacious?
Wages have gone up very quickly for these workers, David, and we're talking employees at restaurants and hotels and healthcare and education. And those pay hikes aren't going to be rolled back, and it's hard for companies to find workers, so they still have to pay more. I asked Powell if he sees any signs of a wage price spiral where higher prices push workers to ask for raises, which causes even more inflation. Powell said he doesn't see that yet, but he's on the lookout for it.
You know, once you see it, you have a serious problem. That means that effectively in people's decision making, inflation has become a really salient issue, and that's what we can't allow to happen.
Assuming we don't get this dreaded wage price spiral, would that mean rates might start to come down soon?
Not this year. In fact, Chair Powell said the Fed is talking about raising rates a couple more times and then pausing.
All right, Nancy, thank you. Yesterday, the S&P index rose 1%. The NASDAQ index went up 2%. This morning, NASDAQ futures are way up 1.4%. Part of that is Facebook's parent Meta, which surprised a lot of people late yesterday with a bright forecast and a huge buyback of its own stock, which in pre-market trading at the moment is up 19%. Who among us would not benefit from brushing up on some introductory economics? We're inviting you to read a free textbook along with us. It's from an international project called Core Econ. My team has a newsletter and other resources for what we're calling the Marketplace Crash Course. It's Econ from a textbook used in some colleges that includes principles I was never taught in Econ when I last took it back when dinosaurs ruled the earth. For instance, the economics of climate change, and today, ways economists think about inequality. Homa Zargami, a professor of economics at Barnard College here in New York City, has worked with the Core Econ Project and helped us here from time to time. Great to see you, Homa.
Good to see you, too.
It's crucial, really, don't you think, that the students get a sense of this?
Absolutely. I think, for one, these intro textbooks in economics, they were treating inequality as an afterthought, so they were usually forefronting efficiency concerns. And I started being worried about what people even understood efficiency to mean.
Because people need to understand that you can have an efficient system or an efficient society that you just wouldn't want to live in.
Yeah, absolutely. So they'll basically say things like, efficiency is maximizing the size of the economic pie, and then equality refers to how the pie is divided, and that you can't really pursue these two goals together. And there's really not that much evidence to back that up.
But, I mean, why is it important?
So from research from within economics itself, we get that there is an importance of equality for better economic outcomes and for growth. And it's just frankly important to people. So regardless of political orientation, economic position, et cetera, people's ideal wealth distribution is much more egalitarian than they think the distribution is. And what they think the distribution is much more egalitarian than it actually is.
An enduring moment for me reading that Core Econ textbook is when they're talking about inequality, they talk about this study by not an economist, but a psychologist at University of California, Irvine. And he creates this rigged Monopoly game. There are two players, and one, because of a flip of a coin, gets terrible rules. The other person gets a lot more money, a lot of other advantages, and they play each other. And their behavior changes, right?
Yeah. So the interesting thing is not just that the coin toss determines the rules of the game for these two different players, but that they watch the coin toss determine the rules of the game for them. But at the end, they end up, the people who are doing better, thinking they did better because of their own skill and cleverness and effort. So the thing that he's showing is that even when you show people that randomness, they still don't pick up on it.
And there you are teaching this course on inequality. And for those of your students who are like, well, if I just keep focused and get a good education, that'll increase my share of the pie. And you show them this.
Yeah, well, they're right. So that will increase their share. The issue is more what it takes to get that education. So there's a Harvard economist, Raj Chetty, who's the director of a project called Opportunity Insights. He compiled this graph that shows the relationship between parents' income rank and their children's college attendance. What's crazy about this, it's a scatter plot, but you have to zoom in to see that it's a scatter plot and not just a straight line, meaning that little else other than parents' income may determine a child's college attendance. So it's another kind of nail in the coffin of the idea of the American dream, which is that, you know, if we just work hard enough, we can make it.
Just some of the many fascinating things that happen when you study introductory economics. Homa Zarghamis, professor of econ at Barnard College. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Follow along with the Marketplace Crash Course, where we offer some cheat notes and guides for getting through the lessons. We say subscribe, but it's free, and you can do it at your own pace, start whenever. Marketplace.org/crash course. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.